May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I'm Vincent Black, the rector of the Church of the Ascension in Lakewood and the dean of the Cuyahoga Mission Area. And I am the product of this cathedral. I came into the Episcopal Church through this cathedral. I was received here, and this congregation sent me to seminary. My partner and I had our covenant ceremony in this place. I was ordained both a deacon and a priest here. And last year at this very service, I stood as godfather for baby Martin, promising big things to God in his name. So to say it is an honor for me to stand here before you is truly an understatement. Yet it is an honor, and I thank Bishop Ann Jolly and Dean Owens for offering this honor to me. This is the night we heard so beautifully chanted at the beginning of the service. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and hell. This is the night. How holy is this night? How blessed, how wonderful. This night in this place, we reach beyond time and space, claiming our place as Easter people and making our own song, each and every one of us, making our own song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. This place, this holy place, this is the place where we light the first fire for the Easter candle and shout our first alleluias. We gather here with our bishop, members of the cathedral, people from across the diocese, and first-time visitors. And most importantly, we gather with the candidates for holy baptism, reception, and confirmation. People offering themselves to God as followers of Jesus, followers of this crucified and risen King. Very different people, each of you, with very different stories, claiming before us what God knows to be true, that they are God's own beloved, made in God's own image. And as we heard in our reading over and over, you are very, very good. You are just what God needs to further God's realm here and now. And on this Easter night, we are all invited to make the same claim with each of you, to stand with them, to stand with you, and renew our own baptismal covenant, to renew our own promises, promises to be in community, to repent, to proclaim by word and example, to seek and serve Christ in all people, and to respect the dignity of every human being. The vows you make tonight, the vows we all renew, this holy covenant is our promise to be the church, to be the very body of Christ given for the world. Just as we carried the candles lit by the light of Christ into this darkened cathedral, we are sent out into the darkness of the world to bear the light and love of Christ. Are you terrified? Are you unsure of how you can do what is being asked of you? Are you afraid of not knowing all the answers? Afraid of not having the right words? Afraid that you will make mistakes? I am. And so were the women who went to the tomb. They went to the tomb to give Jesus a proper burial, to anoint and wrap his dead body so that he could be laid to permanent rest with a little bit of dignity and in according to their tradition. But they did not find the dead body of Jesus. They didn't find death at all. Instead, they found a young man dressed in white who said to them, "You are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. Go tell his disciples and Peter." But the women fled from the tomb in terror and amazement. And they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Now, don't be mistaken, these were not weak women. These are the same women who stood at the cross, unlike the men who deserted Jesus. These are those same women, faithful followers of Jesus. Were they not afraid when he was being crucified? Of course they were. They were terrified. But crucifixion was tragically familiar to them. It was a commonplace practice for criminals against Rome. Crucifixion was used to punish and to deter others from opposing Roman rule or violating Roman law. But unlike crucifixion, the terror of the empty tomb was not familiar to them. And so they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. And yet, here we are. Here we are at that same empty tomb, being told that Jesus is raised, singing about his resurrection, surrounded by flowers and hallelujahs. Their fear and their silence did not prevent the story from being told. One of the most beautiful and powerful realities of being part of the church is that the gospel does not depend on you or on me. It is not up to any one follower of Jesus to be the whole body, but rather simply to be a part. Some disciples stayed with him at the crucifixion while others ran off. Some shared the truth and joy of the resurrection when others were silent in fear. So now we stand with you, the candidates for baptism and confirmation and reception. We stand with all the generations of Christians who have come before us and all who will come after us to take our place at the empty tomb as part of the risen body of Christ, promising to walk with each other in our fear, with our fears, and through our fears, surrounded by and carrying that very light of Christ. Amen.